Blackstone presents Rogue Community College, a Liberty House novel by David R. Slayton. This book is read by Michael David Axtell, directed by Meredith Lustig. To Brian, have a great summer. Just kidding. I love you. Chapter 1. The Undertaker's Boy. The house could give up the ghost at any moment. Isaac scented blood, which was no surprise in a place like this, old and new mixed with a sour flavor, chemicals and something wild, something strange he couldn't place. Sad, scraggly trees ringed a red stone facade that might have been beautiful a century ago. Garbage piled around the foundation and plywood covered the windows on the first floor. Soot stains spoke of an old fire, but the grass was shaved to the ground, probably by the city, since citations and tickets plastered the front door. Isaac circled to the side to avoid detection and scaled the wall. His fingers found easy holds in the ruddy stone. Hefting himself atop a porch roof, he crouched to peer through an open window. A trio of prayer candles, white wax and glass tubes, gave the room its only light. The scents grew stronger. A twin bed took up most of the space. An elf lay stretched atop it, gagged, his ankles bound with rope. They'd handcuffed his wrists to the headboard. A steel gurney waited against the wall. Isaac climbed through the window. Haven't seen one of those in a while. He pointed to the antique embalmer waiting beside the gurney. It had seen recent use. He could smell it. The bound elf's shock of black hair curled around his ears and forehead. His pale skin had a faint bluish cast, but he wore dark jeans and a t-shirt with some faded band name on it. His eyes were something darker than night, something more like ink. He narrowed them at Isaac. "If I ungag you, will you keep quiet?" Isaac asked. The elf nodded. It was hard to tell, but Isaac would put him around his own age, maybe a few years younger. It would be hard to know without a taste, and he did have to wonder what sort of blood ran through those veins, what secrets it contained. That wasn't the job, though. Isaac was here to rescue the guy and get arrested in the process. He drew a knife and began to saw at the ropes binding the elf's ankles. He considered nicking the elf and spilling just a drop, but no. He needed to keep his eye on the prize, the end game, the future. Isaac shook off the temptation and jerked the gag down. "What are you doing?" the elf demanded.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"